This is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. I think we're set to go with John Boggs out at the Ponderosa for more of the Breakfast Club this morning. John?
Okay, Rob, we're back here at the Breakfast Club, and we're back with Gyneth Augsburger, and this segment, we're going to have Jim Bob McEwen with us, too. But we're going to start out with Gyneth and let her finish up on the food for the Fiberfest.
Thank you, John. First of all, I do want to thank our sponsors, Annette Alexander with Raymond James & Associates and Carla Loy with Bear Creek Farms. One thing I forgot to mention about the silent auction, that one of the packages is going to be a weekend in Portland with the Holiday Inn Express and Arts Place, and also the Greasy Pickle is all donating a package. And also we have an original print from the Flower Nook and oil changes from Mosier Motors, just to name a few. Also, I'd like to mention that Zachary Landers will be playing the guitar the whole evening of the soup supper. And also, I wanted to mention that this year we have the J-Land Food Committee that is in charge of the food, and all the money from the sales during the Fiberfest is going to go back into the Jay County community to various organizations. And everything is homemade. They have homemade ham salad, chicken salad, egg salad, sloppy joes, all homemade. They also have fresh fruit. They're going to have strawberry pie, cream pies, and plus where they're having homemade biscuits and gravy, cinnamon rolls, homemade muffins, so make sure you come out, as they're going to keep the prices low, that we'd like you to come out and support them so they can support the community.
Wow. That's a lot. That's
didn't
a
think
lot.
I could say that much,
no.
Right?
No, you know, and I've been talking to you, and we've been talking this morning about Fiberfest. It's actually Fiberfest and Spin-In.
Yes, it is.
And the Spin-In part is... they actually spin yarn out there out of fresh fiber.
Yes.
Raw fiber, I'm sorry.
They do. And I do want to mention that a lot of the items is made in America, and we're pushing made in America. Like, I got this necklace around my neck that was made in America that I had purchased last year. So keep that in mind as you are buying something that is made in America by local vendors.
Okay. Okay, we also have with us Jim Bob McEwen. And Jim Bob... You've got some events going on out there. Tell us a little bit about the Collies and a little bit about the other events.
Okay, we've got the Border Collies, of course, be putting on demonstrations off and on during the day with goats this year. Also, we got a lady coming in to shear sheep. The sheep's coming from Lauk Farms at Red Key, mm-hmm. and he's bringing in 8 sheep. And then also Reynolds' farm up at Burn is bringing some Angora goats and some alpacas to be shorn. So this is going to be something to see. We also got the judging contest. And of course, Bob Lyons, he's the head honcho in this thing because he was 47 years with the FFA out at the high school, you know. And, uh-huh. and we decided to start one last year. And I just talked to Bob last week, and he said he had about 7 schools. That we only had 1 school last year, but now he's had 7 and I've had 3. So we've got about 10 schools
wow.
going to be represented out there on Saturday.
Okay.
And I got in trouble the other day at Salina. I said that it was in Fort Recovery, but it's in Jay County at the fairgrounds now.
Okay.
Is that okay, ladies? But anyway.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you getting it right for our listeners.
There you go. Got to do it right. But, there's going to be trophies for the top junior judge, the top senior judge, and the top team judge. And we've got some nice theater chairs and a nice team trophy. Mm-hmm. And so we hope that we get a lot of kids out there. You can be even 90 and come out, and if you'd like to take a – judging. And Daniels is furnishing the sheep, and Dwayne Sickles is furnishing the goats. So they're going to do kind of like seminar or little sessions there on selection of a lamb and goat, also the feeding of them and the fitting and the showmanship. So if we can get all that crammed in, we should be done by noon.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like a big, big event. I know there's lots of things happening out at the fairground for Fiberfest and Spin-In. Gyneth, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Well, I would like to say Friday is Educational Day, and if you come out on Friday, you'll see all the vendors doing different projects. Some will be loom weaving, and some will be doing spinning, of course. Some will be blending fibers on a drum carder. They'll be wet felting, and a lot of times they will give items to children that come through.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you want to learn something, that is the day you can come out and learn. Also, we're not going to have as many children in the morning because of the ISEP testing here in Jay County.
Yep.
So please come out and join us tomorrow.
Okay.
And Saturday, too.
That's, and well, even if you want to join a class, you can do it tonight, as according to
yes.
Dory.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's this weekend, Fiberfest and Spin In at the Jay County Fairgrounds. If you've never been there before, please stop by. You're going to see lots of vendors and lots of things out there. We're going to go back to one more thing, guys.
Yes, I'd like to mention one thing. Okay. I do have a vendor coming from Wisconsin, and this vendor from Wisconsin called Jim Bob yesterday because she's bringing a ram down, and she's having somebody from Pennsylvania come pick it up. And I thought that was very interesting.
So we're going to transfer some livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Speaking of livestock, great segue here. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Charlene Wilder about Skyriders and how horses help people with special needs. But right now, we're going to go back to the station, pay a few bills, and we'll come back shortly.